from Press Communications, LLC. This is Jersey Shore Matters.
Well, we just lived through several days of absolutely unbearable heat, and there will be more to come as we head through the summer. I'm Valerie Seagraves, and welcome to Jersey Shore Matters. My guest this morning is Tracy Noble with AAA. She is the Manager of Public and Government Affairs and is here to talk to us today about the heat, your automobile, and what the summer travel season is going to be like. Tracy, thank you so much for coming back and joining me again. You and I talked about this time last year on travel and how things were going to work in the Garden State over the summer. Thanks for coming back, and it's nice to talk again.
Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Do we look any different this season than we did last season as far as people traveling? Good Lord, we went through so many issues at Newark Airport. I don't even know why people would even try to fly out of there, but is it still popular?
It is certainly still popular, and we are seeing an increase in travel so far this year compared to last year. So people continue to be on the move. And with the upcoming July 4th holiday, we're expecting over 2 million New Jersey residents to travel just in the near future.
That sounds like a bit more than we had last year.
It is. In fact, it's up 2% compared year over year. And no surprise to anyone, 83% of those traveling are going to take to our roadways. So our roads are going to be extremely crowded with the holiday weekend, depending on how people are going to take extra days to coincide with the holiday.
Do you think more people are driving because of the economy? Does it seem to show that?
Well, we're seeing an increase of 1.5% year over year in those that are driving. And even with the recent uptick in fuel prices, they are still considerably less than they were this time last year. So people are driving to their destination, and it remains the cheapest way to move a family compared to airline tickets for everyone. So still the preferred mode of transportation.
Last time we talked, we spent a little time discussing people's wants as far as what vacation means to them. And I believe if I remember correctly, you and I talked about people wanting experiences more than just saying, I'm going to go here to do this. I think we talked about family members, like large extended family members, meeting in places to be together and vacation. Do you still think that experience aspect is prevalent?
That is absolutely still the trend. So we're seeing large group vacations, whether it's for family reunions or just people wanting to spend time together. We are seeing groups cruising together in large numbers. So we're actually seeing the biggest increase in our holiday travel this year in that other mode of transportation category. So we're seeing an increase of 7.6% in other modes of transportation, and that includes people traveling by bus, train, or cruise ship. So people are getting out there, and they're visiting, and they just want to experience life.
I think I hear from most people that cruises seem to offer what people think are the best value. It seems like you get more bang for the buck. Would you agree with that? And is it more popular now to go cruising than it was, say, a year or so ago?
Cruising has become more popular over the course of the last several years, and it is definitely a favorite mode of travel for a lot of people, simply because you unpack once, you get to visit various different destinations, your meals are all included, depending on the package that you choose. Some ships offer drink packages, so your beverages are included as well. And there's just never a shortage of something to do. So if you want to sit and relax, you can do that. If you're interested in games or areas for kids or even teenagers, there's always something going on. So I think cruising offers a really good variety, especially if you do it for, say, a family reunion or a large family vacation, because you don't have to be with everyone every minute of the day, but you can come together for mealtime or in the evening. So everybody gets a different experience, yet you're still together.
What do you do when you vacation?
I do a myriad of different things, whether it's cruising or an all-inclusive vacation, or even, you know, different things in winter months. So it depends on the season and the destination.
Well, if we're going to go anywhere by car or truck, we need to make sure that our vehicles are ready for the heat. And as I mentioned in the beginning of the program, after this heat dome business that we just went through, which was incredible, I have a feeling that a lot of people had automobile truck issues because of the heat.
That is very true. And what people don't realize is that the summer heat, especially on your car battery, can be just as hard on the battery as those frigid winter months. So you need to make sure that you have a good working battery. And if you haven't had your battery checked within the last 3 to 5 years, now is a good time to do that. Because with all of the electronics in our cars these days, we put a substantial drain on those batteries. So have them checked.
One of the other things that occurred to me was the heat that comes in on your dashboard. And you mentioned electronics. That was one of the big things, that the heat comes in day after day. And then the instruments that run your car that are under your dashboard begin to malfunction because they've been compromised. So it's a problem, right?
It could be a problem. The heat is taken into consideration during the manufacturing process, but nobody likes to get into a car that has been baking in the sun. So if there are things that you can do to mitigate that, then by all means, take those steps. Get a sunshade. If you can park in the shade of a tree, do that. If you have a moonroof or sunroof, pull that visor across so the sun is not baking directly into your car all day long. And if there is no rain, then crack your windows to let some of that hot air escape if it is safe to do so.
I did a story about somebody on the highway. The road was so hot that their tires started to melt. But I guess it makes sense if the heat index is 110, 113. I can't imagine how hot the road must be against the rubber.
Mm-hmm. That's not an average situation, but it certainly has happened. So you want to make sure that your tires are properly inflated. Because if your tires are overinflated or underinflated, they can generate heat, which can lead to a blowout. So make sure you check your tires, go by the manufacturer's recommendation of your vehicle for those tires. It's usually located on the inside door panel of the driver's door. You can find your tire pressure, what your vehicle calls for, and make sure that they're properly inflated. Also, check your tread to make sure that they are in good working order. That way you won't have any problems. And today, a lot of vehicles don't have a spare tire, so know whether your vehicle has a spare or not, because the last thing you want to do is have a blowout on the road and call somebody to change your tire only to realize you don't have a spare.
Are you saying that cars don't even have donuts in them anymore?
Correct. So some cars a couple years ago have started eliminating spare tires. So not only do they not have a full-size tire, some cars do not have what's referred to as a donut. So know what you have. And when you're checking your tire pressure, if you do have a spare, make sure that's properly inflated as well, because not everyone has the ability to do that at the roadside if they are changing out a flat.
With the heat, would you put a little less air in the tire? So if it expands with the heat, there's room for it?
Nope. You follow the recommendation. The tires are meant to expand and contract with the heat, but you just want to make sure you're checking them and keeping an eye on them.
And Tracy, if you do have a donut, what is the right way to drive on one of those? You can't just drive forever and ever on them, can you?
You cannot. And unfortunately, we do see people on the roads that are treating donuts as full-size tires. Know that donuts are there for a purpose, and that purpose is to get you off of a highway and to get you to a tire shop or a mechanic to have that tire repaired. You can typically only go about 35 miles an hour is the recommended speed when you have a donut on your car. They are certainly not made for highway speeds. So be very cautious and do not leave it on for an extended period of time.
Are we doing better as a driving public, or are our habits just getting worse? It seems like you see articles all the time and hear stories about how many crashes there are, how many fatalities, especially in New Jersey. We seem to have a lot of fatal crashes. So on the whole, do you see driving trends becoming better or worse?
They are certainly becoming worse, unfortunately. I think people have too much stake in electronics, and they're not paying attention to the roadways. What we really need is people to get back to basics. And what I mean by that is when you're driving, that's your task. You are there to drive, not to read emails or respond to text messages, take videos while you're behind the wheel, or video chat. So we need people to pay attention, eliminate the distractions, to drive at the speed limit, and to drive sober at all times. And unfortunately, over the last several years, we've had instances of reckless driving, increases in distractions, and people very impaired behind the wheel.
That's really a tough one to have to hear about and report on, because some of the accidents we have here on the Garden State Parkway and the Turnpike, they are just absolutely horrendous. I don't even know how you can call them an accident, because people couldn't be driving that way and not be aware.
And that's why the traffic safety community has actually gotten away from the term accident, because those are crashes. And unfortunately, the majority of them are because of somebody's decision. And we need to think of that in that manner, because somebody is deciding to use their phone while behind the wheel. You're deciding to get behind the wheel while you're impaired, and you're deciding to speed at a rate of 100 plus miles an hour. So these are decisions that people are making behind the wheel. And unfortunately, those decisions have tragic outcomes a lot of the time.
Last time we talked, last season, you mentioned the 100 deadliest days. Do you remember talking about that with me?
Yes, I do. And that is the time between Memorial Day and Labor Day where we do see increased instances of traffic fatalities and traffic crashes on our roadways because of the population of students out of school, people heading on vacation, an influx of traffic into our shore regions, and people just on the move. So that is the time of year that we do see more tragedy. Be courteous, be aware. And if you do see either emergency responders on the side of our roadways or even disabled motorists on the side of the highway, please slow down and move over for those on the side of the road.
Do you think this summer we're going to see a lot of train travel?
We do see people opting for train travel. A lot of times people take it if it's solo travel, not necessarily if it is a family. But again, that depends on the destination and, you know, where you're looking to go.
And for some final parting words on the summer that is still ahead of us, what suggestions would you give for people planning last-minute trips? Because I know that happens too, right?
It does. If you're planning a last-minute trip, do your homework. Especially if you find a great deal out there, do your homework, read the fine print. If you're planning an expensive travel vacation, get the insurance, because you never know what potentially could happen. So insurance is always the way to go when you're booking a trip. If you're taking a road trip this summer, have your car checked over by a mechanic. Make sure everything is in good working order, to include the battery, tires, your fluids, your coolant, your wipers. And now is certainly the time, if you're heading out, to update that winter emergency kit and change it over for summer. That way you're prepared.
Tracy, those sound like some great tips, awesome advice, and we get nothing but the best from you every time we talk. So I would like to thank you again for joining this morning. It was great.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Tracy Noble with AAA giving us all that is right about how to take a vacation in the summer. Thank you again, Tracy, and thank you for listening in. Join me here next week, same time, for another episode of Jersey Shore Matters. I'm Valerie Seagraves.
This was Jersey Shore Matters. Hear episodes every Sunday morning, right here on Press Communications, LLC.